It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time, and of course, control of the Senate after the presidency. That's next up here, and it's well within the reach of Republicans, and one of the most anticipated, the most expensive, maybe in history as far as I know, is being waged between Dave McCormick and Bob Casey Jr. And Dave is with us to talk about that. He's got a big event coming to Jim Worthington's house over there at the Knack this Saturday. Well, Dave, welcome in. Thanks very much. I think this will be your last event, Jim said, in our area. Then you head west.
That's right. Hey, Dom, good afternoon. How are you? Thanks for having me. And, listen, we're barnstorming across the state here, across our great Commonwealth. I'm in Clearfield County now on my way to Bradford County. And I'll have that great, great event at Jim Worthington's. And then we'll finish up Monday night in Pittsburgh with a rally. President Trump will be there, I think, but we'll have a big rally one way or the other in Pittsburgh, and that'll close out the campaign. And listen, I feel good about it because I think people are zeroed in on the choice. And yeah, in my case, it's a choice between the status quo under career politician Bob Casey, a 98% vote for Biden and Harris, versus change in an outsider, a West Point grad, a businessman, and a combat vet. And I think that message of change is resonating.
Oh, just one quick thing, too. That's the Knack. I'm told by Jim around 4 o'clock there in Bucks County it starts. You'll be one of the speakers. Byron Donalds will also be there. Dave, before we continue with this closing argument, I wanted to put on your radar screen because we've been in a touring here the last few days about what's going on in Bucks County, where you'll be. So you know about the court order telling them, essentially, this is a polling place. If people are in line at 4:35 o'clock, you got to serve them. These people in Bucks County, though, Dave, are still making people wait 5.5, 6, 7 hours potentially. In other words, they didn't put on more equipment and more people. They say they're complying. If you want to vote this way, well, then you may be there until 10 o'clock tonight from 8 o'clock in the morning. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, this is really disgraceful that the campaign workers were and political operatives really were stopping people from being in line. So problem one is they were stopping, and the RNC challenged that in court. My team joined that challenge, and then the court agreed with us and then extended the mail-in ballot deadline through November 1st. But then you have the second problem, which is inadequate resources to process the ballots. And this is, you know, really a major problem, and it's something that we got to hold people to account for. I've heard they're making some progress on that, but it's unacceptable because you can't have indirect voter suppression by essentially not being able to get through the polling places with reasonable time with a reasonable staff. And it's a real issue, and we're sort of playing whack-a-mole here. I think the good news is Frank Ferry and Brian Fitzpatrick and others are jumping on this immediately. Local mm-hmm. leaders are jumping on this immediately, and that's making a difference, and I think we're making progress on it, but it's a concern.
Well, it's a concern for me, too, what they might do on Election Day with these tactics. But I want to go back to you versus Casey. And you made this point, and it's a great point, and you don't say it in any immodest way. But we want someone who is not a backbencher. We want someone who's a star, because as much as it doesn't seem that way, we live here, maybe. But in the big picture, Pennsylvania is a star state. It's in the top 5, 6, or 7 as far as wealth and power and all that. And Casey, in addition to voting with Biden, just has no record that's ever going to push it forward.
We're punching way below our weight. There's no doubt about it. The sixth largest economy. It should be a key part of America's energy dominant strategy, because we got the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world, but because of red tape and bureaucracy and fracking act and a bunch of other things that Bob Casey's proposed, we have not been able to take advantage of our dominant energy position. Bob Casey's not a strong voice. You know, when the bullets start flying, he ducks. So he's both a sure vote for this extreme liberal agenda and not a leader that's going to stand up and solve problems. And by the way, to solve problems, you have to be able to build consensus across party lines and take real leadership, whether it's on energy or the border or China. Bob Casey's not done any of that, and Pennsylvania deserves that. And, you know, somebody said to me the other day, Dom, are you running for Casey's seat? And I said, no, I'm not running for Casey's seat. He's not entitled.
Yeah.
He's not entitled to this seat. You know, he has to earn this seat every single day, every single election. I'm running for the people's seat. I'm running to represent the people, and they deserve someone who's a real leader, who's going to fight for them and make a difference. And, you know, what I say on the trail, which I really believe, point to one thing that Bob Casey's done. Show me what he has done, right?
Nothing, Dave, that I can, and I, you know, cover it very much. Dave, it's not just the 18 years in the Senate. He's also his auditor general. He's run for other things. So it's like 30 years of Bob Casey. We get the father's greatness. I think he was the last Democrat that a lot of our listeners potentially could support. But even on the life issue, Casey has strayed away. And you're making a point in your ads that Casey is more Washington now. He's a Washington insider than he is really grassroots here and what's going on in Pennsylvania.
No doubt. You know, Casey went to Washington. You know, he had this famous debate, as you may remember, where he was against Rick Santorum. And he said, you know, listen, anytime you have two politicians, Santorum had voted in lockstep with President Bush about 98% of the time. And Casey said, listen, anytime you have two politicians that vote the same 98% of the time, you don't need one of them. And here we have Bob Casey, who's 99% of the time, 98.6 with Biden. And I think the best way to say it is, listen, Casey went to the Senate to change Washington. Washington changed Bob Casey. And you know, so I'm 100% confident that that's not going to happen to me for the following reasons. Number one, I don't owe anybody anything except the people of Pennsylvania. And if I'm honored enough to be elected, I will fight for them every day. Number two, I've term limited myself, Dom. I've said up front, I will only do 2 terms. Some people said to me that's a bad idea. And I said, listen, if I can't make a big difference in 2 terms, then, you know, I'm not doing my job. And I think this idea of these career politicians who just get burrowed in there and it's their whole life and it's all they've ever done, I think it leads to bad governance, bad leadership. And Bob Casey's the worst. He's not only been in the Senate 18 years, he's been in elected office 30 years.
Exactly.
And that, you know, listen, it's just not what our founders had imagined. Our founders imagined that you'd have people that would go out, the founders of our great country in Pennsylvania, to your point about being the most important or one of the most important states and Commonwealth. But they imagined people would go out and have careers and be doctors and teachers and harness makers and farmers and then would take a turn at service to their great country. They didn't imagine somebody's going to go there when they were, you know, late 20s and burrow in and spend, you know, 30, 40 years in elected office. Bob Casey's asking for 6 more years on top of 30. He hasn't earned the right to have that opportunity, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to earn that right and do a great job for the people of our great Commonwealth.
Absolutely. Well, great event with Jim Worthington. I've been in there many times for those events this Saturday around 4. Where do we go, though, to support Dave McCormick?
Yeah, I'm at DaveMcCormickPA.com. And I'd really appreciate if your listeners go there, Dom. I've laid out a very clear agenda. I don't think there's a Senate campaign in the country that's been more specific about what he will do. And I'm also in the race of my life here, so it's very expensive. So anything people can chip in would be greatly appreciated. But with a little extra help from everybody on this call, telling their friends, putting up yard signs, maybe saying some prayers, we'll get across the finish line November 5th and hopefully make a big difference for our great country.
Thank you, Dave, very much. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, Dave McCormick here. Let me go to Bob in Audubon. There's a couple people hanging in here, too. It's just outrageous what's going on in their lives. Dan's been talking to them just to try to vote. Bob, welcome in. What's going on with you and your wife?
Well, we've lifelong Republicans, moved out here in 69, have voted in every election, even the little ones. So we take it seriously. So my wife had a medical incident at the beginning of July. I applied for a mail-in ballot. Middle of September, I got a notice that had been approved, mailed in 7 days. I don't have it yet.
Wow.
And I called all three commissioners. The Republican got back to me, but only after I got his direct line, got it from a local rep. And she's gone. I mean, she can't walk, so I'll either get her there on a gurney or on a wheelchair. But she's gone, and she's going to vote, whether it's life-threatening or not. So if you want to have some cameras there in Lower Providence, they would be welcome because I'm going to race holy hell. Now, I was told the only way I can cure this is to take her down to the election board and get another ballot, but I have to take her, and it's physically impossible.
Yeah, I don't know, Bob, if we can offer anything else. If Linda Kern, someone like that, is listening and they have any kind of solution for you, I got the problem here of what's happened. The system has failed you here. There ought to be a remedy if the person literally could be life-threatening to go. So we'll see.
What they told me,
yes,
if I can get her there, they can give her a provisional ballot, and that'll be held out.
Right.
So they're sure that we didn't submit another ballot.
Right. I hear you, Bob, but you shouldn't have to get her there. That's the whole idea of this system.
Yeah, it's going to cost me $300 for transportation. But that's a small price to pay for liberty.
All right. Well, Bob, leave your number. I'd like to talk with you on Election Day and see how this goes. Would you leave your number at my producer's? And if something comes up, we'll call you of somebody with any other solution to it.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
By the way,
yes.
By the way, our vote in our household is being suppressed by 50%, right?
How's that, Bob? I see what you're saying. Sure, you're your wife. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So 50% of 50%. People in my household cannot vote.
I'll put you on hold, Bob, and we'll take that and we'll check back with you on Election Day to see where you are and what point you voted. Matt, these are people that are just understanding the importance of this, true patriots. I don't know in the system what I could do.
Is Audubon
here.
Camden County?
No, Audubon is. I want to say toward Norristown.
Oh, we're talking Audubon, PA.
Yeah, it's PA.
Yeah.
So there's the Audubon. Yeah,
it's in New Jersey. Luca Pelli might be able to help us.
No, the other one. Yeah, that's. I'm trying to think who we know out there might be helpful.
What county is that?
I think that's Montgomery County.
Okay, maybe Liz.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
All right. Well, yeah. Leave me his number too. I want to see what it's like when he goes in on Election Day. All right. I love this answer, and we have Dom's Money Melody on your way in a second here from Chris. This is an all-timer. I don't know if the judges will agree. Something Scandinavian, Chris. What do you say?
Well, I'm glad I got in because I feel this is a real Joe from Exton type answer.
Yes, it is. It's Joe from Exton's going to be mad when he hears this.
Let's make it really feel like Joe's calling.
There you
here.
Go. Here you go.
So I'm going to do a Joe from Exton answer here. Now, Dom, in 1945. A Norwegian man was led from his cell, tied to a post, blindfolded and executed by firing squad. Now, no one remembers his first name, but his last name, Quisling, will grace history with the traitor that he was.
Yep, exactly right.
Quisling.
Yeah, Quisling.
Bravo.
Did you know that word, Dan? Chris. Have you ever heard that?
No, I didn't know that. And I got to give him a really good credit.
It is. And there's a lot to it, how important Norway was and what this guy did, Chris. The traitorous stuff of the Nazis, he had real power there. And that's where the various water, nuclear or otherwise, that's just what they're going after.
And Donald Trump is going to get rid of the Quislings.
All right. Well, Chris, I will throw that Quisling in tomorrow in front of these Scandinavians. I'm hoping to get sound of that, of what they say. Imagine it's 24 of them, Chris, on a rooftop deck that I'll be addressing tomorrow about the importance of this election. Is this a great job or what? There you go.
Go, Tom.
Thank you, Chris.
I like to underline, too, what Chris just did there. I mean, yeah. I, you know, can't really replicate the guy in Joe, but the idea of the depth of the side question that Joe brings on a daily basis, if he's inspiring people like Chris to give answers like that, thank you again, Joe.
So Joe might have a rival. I don't know how. We've met him. I don't know how you can come close to rivaling him, though. I mean, it's you can't make this stuff up. This man has a unique brand, too, Robert Imbensalem. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys. Crazy day today, so I'll be very quick. You're absolutely right on inflation. All it will take is spending caps, which I think Mike Johnson can do, and economic growth, which I know Trump can do, and it'll be fixed in about 2 years. But I'll get right to my side answer. I am going to go with Fjords. Mainly because my lunatic daughter was crazy enough to jump into one when she was in Norway last year. 49 degrees. She was out of her mind.
Wow. Yeah, and there's a lot of fjords there, Robert. A tremendous
it's
amount.
Beautiful.
So can you picture Robert?
About that.
Yeah, you've met us. Can you imagine greeting these a billionaire and other millionaires from Scandinavia tomorrow?
I think it'll be a new experience for you, Dom, and I think that you will alter their view of the American culture.
Oh, boy.
I really do.
All right, I'll give it my best.
They're probably coming, you know, with visions of quote-unquote right-wingers, and they're going to see that, you know, we're good regular people just like them, you know. I think it'll be a good thing.
So
Have some fun with it, all right?
So that means I shouldn't wear the South Philly chain then?
No. Be American. Be you. You know what I'm saying? It'll sell, Dom, I promise you.
All right.
You guys have a great weekend, all right?
All right. Full report on Monday. Full report on Monday on that. Can hardly wait. We'll take a lot of photos, too. Robin of Save the Whales. Well, Protect Our Shores is my guide. All right, one more. Let's go to, who is it here? Joe. Is it Joe in Bordentown on Talk Radio 1210? Is that the one? Yeah. Okay, Joe. Good afternoon, Joe. Who do you have?
Well, first, I have another ruble joke for
you.
What does Putin call 50 cents?
What does Putin call 50 cents, Joe?
50 million euros.
It's going to be heavy in South Philly, Joe, on Monday night. I can tell. I'll let you know, Hallie, if they approve of your jokes. I don't have your timing with the Putin stuff, but I'm going to try. And who, Joe, who's your Scandinavian?
Ingmar Bergman.
Absolutely.
The director.
Oh, the director you're going with, not the wife.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. That's a
Seventh Seal.
That's a real... Oh, Henry, a little bit of knowledge there. Yeah, that's a great one, Joe. Yeah, I thought he was going with the star Casablanca. That's a love interest. Seventh Seal, Henry. I don't even know if I know that film that much. So most Scandinavian films are a little bit off to me, cold kind of, just depressing.
Yeah. Yeah,
it,
no,
it seems pretty depressing. Yeah,
yeah,
they have
absolutely.
That style, yeah. I'm going to give these guys the good stuff, though. I might say the fjords, but I'm going to say health, technology.
Fjords!
I'm getting to a point here. So.
That's a great word to yell.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. You get on board. But right now.
It's Dom.
That's right. No
money
matter what.
Melody.
Dom's Money Melody here with Dan.
All right, today we're playing again for a digital download of the Reagan movie. From small town beginnings to Hollywood and the world stage, Reagan is a story of overcoming the odds. Starring Dennis Quaid, Reagan is available now anywhere you watch movies and will be available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital November 19th. Dan, what's the backstory?
Yeah, Don, I'm going to take you out to Denmark today. We're talking Scandinavian people things. A nine-year-old, Dom, back in 1973, his father was going to go to a Deep Purple concert in Copenhagen, and one of his friends dropped. He had a bunch of tickets, so he decided to take his nine-year-old son. That son was so mesmerized by that rock performance, it completely changed his life, led him down the path to becoming a founding member of one of the greatest or highest selling commercial bands of all time, Dom, and one of the greatest rock bands, if you ask certain people. A lot of people are favorite of them, and Dom, at one time, I think you interviewed this band, but I want to know the name of the musician, Dom. I want to know the name of the musician that co-founded this band. Don't want to say the name of the band because it might be too obvious. We want to know the name of the musician, the co-founder of this band that hails from Denmark. Take a listen. If you know the voice, you know the voice. That's not the person we're looking for.
We're looking for another member
of the band.
Okay, I don't know which one. They all had ski hats on and stuff like that, and I may have had a suit on.
I think you interviewed the lead singer.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. It was quite a me standing there with these guys. It was nuts. What an assignment. All right.
So we're looking for the co-founding member that hailed from Denmark, Dom.
Hit us with that, and we got the Reagan movie off to you. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, let's hear the sound, and we're looking for the name of the musician, not the band here.
There I go, being star again. There I go, turn the
page. All right, let's try Drew in Bluebell. Drew's in on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Drew, what's the name of the musician?
Hi, guys. Happy Friday. I'm going to go with Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
All right. Always have to have a Lars. Nice job there, Drew. Enjoy the Reagan film. I'm not sure if it was him or one of the others, but they were there.
It was Hetfield that you interviewed.
Yeah, they were there at the... It seems like we were inside the Spectrum. They were going to play in the parking lot, and literally I was a football field away. And the sound was brutal. And these people that went within 10 yards of it, it's just idiots. I mean, it was literally.
Henry, he told them to turn it down.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
No.
Right. Yeah, no.
Turn Metallica to turn it down?
No, I don't know what I asked him the question. I was delving into the...
But reading between the lines, the question was, can you turn it down?
Yeah, exactly. Bit, you know? People are saying here in South Philly, they're not happy. These guys are lucky they got out of their lives.
Ears bleeding now, guys. You know?
Yeah, it's dangerous. Experience. It really is. You're not surviving. I don't know if they're the loudest or there's anybody else louder.
If I was sitting that close to Metallica concert, I'd go in knowing my hearing is going to be irreparably damaged. I'm probably going to bleed out the ears, but that's what I want from sitting that close.
Well, those people can do it. The problem was the level around that area. They were told. Now, maybe it was a scare story, but it was actually wall to wall. They had police there and everything else because of it. Yeah. So one time I've interviewed a rock star. Well, I didn't interview. I got one question. And boy, I wish I had that scene. Somebody filming it. My God. It's nuts. All right. So
I was there to see it.
Yeah. 855-839-1210. Here's Bill Weir. He does the climate beat for CNN. And listen to what he says about if you vote for President Trump, you're rolling the dice and what may happen.
What about this on CNN.com? Going back through presidential election history, it's hard to find a more consequential and divisive choice right now. Imagine if Abraham Lincoln had lost in the 1860s or if Reagan had ignored the generals about the Soviet Union. The American experiment might have ended, but life on Earth may not have noticed. But right now, scientists at every level are telling us this is a time test, and you've got one candidate who accepts that challenge and another one who talks about it like this.
All right. I don't know what Trump said there. Got him. Is that cut off? Okay.
You can have it. Here
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, okay.
People, I don't know if they're for real, but if they're not, they're covered by the words climate change. If it gets cooler, that's good. If it gets hotter, that's good. We have countries that have tremendous nuclear power. And when I hear these people talking about global warming, that's the global warming you have to worry about. Not that the ocean's going to rise in 400 years, an eighth of an inch, and you'll have more seafront property, right, if that happens. I said, is that good or bad? I said, isn't that a good thing?
LNG is being sought after all over Europe and all over the world, and we have more of it than anybody else. And I'm not going to lose that wealth. I'm not going to lose it on dreams, on windmills.
It'll start getting cooler.
You just
watch.
I wish science agreed with you.
All right. So the point about the more seaside property, I could see Bill Weir getting nuts with that. Okay. But that this is the consequence, doom, if you go for Trump. At the 11th hour here, weighing in. What more can be put upon him if Trump wins? What's going to happen? Okay. We haven't heard back from Jim Warrington. Worthington, out there in Levittown because, sorry, Dan. Okay. Gotcha. Because, the voting situation out there is ridiculous again. We haven't heard if a judge is going to intervene, do anything. You have people waiting. By the way, a few people, I ignored it because it's said online. I know that's a temptation. We all know though, you're not online, you're in line, right? I don't know how you would be online. Why New Yorkers say that? You're in a line, meaning inside a line, right? Let's go to Marie in Feasterville on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Marie, good afternoon. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dom. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Marie.
Okay, so my mom is dying of cancer, and she is blind. So she lives in Cape May County. I got her a mail-in vote. I took the vote to the Cape May County Courthouse, and they told me that her signature does not match from her license, and she only has a license for identification only because she can't drive because she's blind.
Right.
And they said they will not accept her ballot because her signature doesn't match. My mom can't even hold a pen in her hand and can't see to write on the line. So I did the best I could to sign for her, and they said her signature doesn't count. And I said, is that because she's voting for Trump? They didn't answer.
Well, so that's, yeah, I hear you, Marie, and it seems to me that there's got to be some. There's got to be Americans with Disabilities Act, something like that, where it's taken into account. I don't know what to advise you to do. It seems pretty clear to me that that's the case.
Well, I'm going to have to probably take her in a wheelchair. She can't stand up to the voting and kind of push her in. She can't. My dad always went in with her because she can't stay. They allowed that. So I'm probably going to have to do that on Tuesday. I don't like to take her out only outside since it's been so nice out for a walk in a wheelchair, but not to take her into a crowded building and have her wait in line. Who knows how long that's going to be? She can't do that. She sleeps 20 out of 24 hours a day.
God.
So it's just like I heard Jim Worthington. I love Jim Worthington. I know him well. 6 hours in Levittown. I live in Bucks County. I had to do a mail-in vote. I did just get it back 10 days later saying they received it, and it counts. But I'm staying with my parents to help them out because of my mom's cancer. It's just ridiculous, the stuff that's going on, and they're getting away with it.
I hear you, Marie. Well, Marie, if we think of anything to offer you at this point, I don't know what it could be, but thank you. Thanks for telling us about that. We're in agreement. What's going on over in Levittown right now, or your story, is something that is ridiculous. There has to be ways.
My mom.
Yeah.
That's not my mom's signature. I said, well, she can't even hold a pen in her hand.
Yeah.
I'm helping side. And they said, sorry, we can't accept it.
All right, Marie.
Like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Thank you, Marie. Thanks so much. I wish I had a magic wand to do something with that. But just think of what is the connection to those stories. Car from Audubon and then Marie from Feasterville. Two people in difficult situations, to put it mildly, and still want to vote, still want to be part of this. The energy, the patriotism, all of that. That's what's at stake. I don't have to tell you. I mean, anybody who chooses not to vote in this at this point in time, I don't know how I could ever even talk to them. I wouldn't even try to convince. I mean, what are you going to do? All right. So I'm not sure if anything has been relieved. Dan, you might want to text him and just ask, is anything different over in Levittown, so that we can know before we get out of here. But we'll have full election night coverage. Nick Cale, Dawn, I'll be here. Matt Rooney, Mike Opelka. We think Jimmy Fallon will be part of it. It's going to be quite a night. We're not going to know that night, but at least we'll be sharing what we do know together. And then, I don't even know, by Wednesday, by Thursday, we might have relief from this. But the system in Bucks County, you heard the controller, is just ridiculous. All right, we're going to talk next to, nobody next, you. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push #1210. Hey, the holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's parties, hosting the family, going to work and family events. Just stop into your nearest Captain Chuckie's. Pick up the Smith Island Crab Cake Jumbo Lump. Don't forget the Mega Colossal Crab Cakes. They are delicious. Time to stock up. Check out the variety of homemade soups as we get a little bit chillier. Perfect time to check out all of Captain Chuckie's offerings, homemade sides, desserts, trays for football viewing. Captain Chuckie's always has several choices of breaded, non-breaded crab cakes, literally a crab cake for everybody, as well as dessert, soup, sides, appetizers. Their golf shrimp is a huge hit. It's always wild-caught, never farm-raised, and don't forget my favorite, those Dom Rolls. So visit Captain Chuckie's today. There's a location near you. One website you have to remember. WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Headed to the shore. Visit CaptainChuckiesAtTheShore.com. Jim Worthington will be next. Give us a report from Levittown and Bucks County. What else has happened? And we'll get a winner on the side question for this week on Talk Radio 12. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Side question going. Seeing the Scandinavian tour of 24 people tomorrow. You know you want to hear that on Monday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks to Robin Schaefer. And you, that's why they come and talk with me. Jim Worthington. It's amazing this guy has such a successful business. He's everywhere. He was out there in Levittown, and he gave us a report. Let's go back to the scene of the crime. Hey, Jim, welcome back in. What's going on?
Well, a lot of nothing. I mean, the line is moving at a snail's pace. It's literally, it was wrapped around the building. Now it's wrapped even further around the building. They haven't brought in any more people to help. You've got a ton of media here now. It's a big story. And the people are just sitting in chairs in the blazing sun. You know, it's not warm, it's not cold out here. It's like 80 degrees. And it's just not a good situation. So, you know, people are frustrated. But I honestly, there have been a number of people that leave, but nowhere near what you would think. When people are told it's going to be now 6 hours. 6 hours.
So, Jim, no relief from anybody you've talked with. You're hooked in as best as anybody can be in the country, maybe, of what's going on here.
Oh, there's people working on it around the clock right now. Everybody that needs to know,
okay.
From the top people of the Trump administration to the state party, they're aware. In fact, I'm hearing, I know he's on his way, a friend of mine, Kash Patel, is coming down with former Senate candidate Jeff Bartos. So we've got people coming to see it for themselves. We have McCormick representatives. These people have been disenfranchised. And it is just amazing that they and by the way, everybody in the county knows there's a problem down here. You'd think that they call in additional troops. Nothing has been done to enhance the amount of service down here. It's just being neglected. It's flat out crazy.
They are emboldened, Jim. They're emboldened and continue to slow walk this. And I agree with you. The judge ought to take this personally, go over there himself and demand that they put him in or there's going to be action on them. But I think hopefully the judge in the end is going to say you got to open up on the weekend now. You want to keep on playing this game. It's ridiculous. It is firing people up. You made that point before, though. They're not going to forget this. They're going to tell everybody in the world you got to vote this Tuesday, if not today.
Well, I will tell you, you nailed it. What I requested, and I told Congressman Fitzpatrick, who helped champion the start of this on Sunday through my call to him and the state reps here in Bucks County area, we need to ask the judge Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and also make sure that he puts in the fine print, not only to open, but to staff it properly. I mean, this is a business that would last a day and be out of business. It's just, I don't know if these people realize that, you know, the people here in line are customers of the county. They pay money to be represented and provide a good service. This is ridiculous. And I honestly believe that they gave the middle finger to the judge. They upheld his order, but didn't do the fine print needed to provide the service. It's a disgrace.
Absolutely. Jim, nice work, though. Just text me. Let me know what else happens here, and we're ready to roll. Great event coming up your way, though, at the NAC out there. Well, one of your buildings with Dave McCormick.
Yeah.
Maybe 1,000 people out there. His last rally in the East. Got to get McCormick over the finish line, too.
McCormick and Byron Donalds is going to be with him. In fact, he may be coming down here to Levittown, I'm hearing. So at 4:30 tomorrow, Byron Donalds to 6:30 is a short event. Unbelievable future of the Republican Party. And I may have a breaking news for you on a Monday night event. I'm waiting to hear. There's some people at my facility now checking it out, and I'll let you know if that happens.
Text me right away. We'll be over there on Monday night. Yeah.
It'll be a big one.
thank you, Jim.
All right, Tom.
I don't doubt it. Thank you, Jim.
Buddy.
Take care. All right, there you are. Scene of the action. They're on it. Come on, Judge. You know, these people going to relent? No, they're playing with it. We heard the controller say they have the money. There's no doubt. All right, let's go to John. Let's go to Joe in Westchester. All right, Joe, give me something Scandinavian. What do you have?
Oh, well, I wanted to get in early, and all I could think of is Anita Ekberg, because I'm born in...
Yeah, that's quite a package. Ursula Andress, Anita Ekberg, all worthy, you know, that whole scene of blondes, usually from Sweden, I believe, were in there. We had IKEA already. Oh, John in Philly. John, what's yours today? What's the Scandinavian to you?
It's got to be the great band ABBA, Dom.
Yeah, great band. Why then, John? There, that's one song I know.
On.
Yeah.
When that song comes on, you guys just start dancing.
Oh, do you? Do you, John?
That's true.
I don't.
Okay. I love ABBA.
Come on.
All right, John. We'll put you down.
Dom,
don't let them say it. Yes.
Hey Dom, I'm a local 30 union roofer, 33 years in, and I just want to say, you know, to all the union guys out there, vote for Trump. You can't be a union city like we are, supposedly, and be a sanctuary city. It doesn't make any sense.
Now, and, you know what, Joe? That is, John, I made that point all the time from Johnny Dock 20 years ago till now. They agree with me, then they allow it. How can you be a union city and go along and letting them undercut workers?
Dom, it's ridiculous. Our competition is fierce. It was one of the worst years we had this year. It's just, back in the day, John McCullough, if he was still running the hall, he would have never allowed it. It's just outrageous. And so all you union guys out there to think that Kamala is going to help you out, vote for Trump.
I
okay?
haven't,
So, Dom, thanks a lot, buddy. Have a good one.
I have a new bucket list item for you, John, or for me at least.
Yes.
Seeing this 30-year union roofer dance to Dancing Queen by now.
Yeah, well, when you have a local 30 roofer father who, you know, used to come home drunk all the time, you're raised by your mom, so I heard a lot of 70s music.
A lot of Eurovision.
I hear you, John. Oh, my God. Too much to hear there, but okay. All right, coming up, it is the lightning round. We'll get a winner for this week. We'll see if we have any other updates. I'll tell you, on Monday, though, we're going to have Robert Cahaley on. He was under the weather today. His final poll in Pennsylvania, they're the people that called it right, one of the few in 2016, 2020, and the battleground states. How are they looking? What I see, though, is ferocious support here in our suburbs for Trump. I mean, just think about the people going there to vote. They hate the mail-in ballot. Now, they're going to shove it down their throat, and rightfully so. And they bought in. They get why we have to do it. The number I was given today, a couple people hit me with this. They guesstimate that Democrats may go into Election Day with about a 500,000 vote lead when all is said and done. If that's the case, Guy Shiraki and a bunch of other people I rely on, we're going to beat him. Last time it was 1.1 million. So people are doing their job. They're out there. It is fairly warm. 5 or 6 hours, because they want to bank that vote. And they want people to be inspired knowing into Election Day how doable this is. Then on Election Day, we know there are people going to show up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get in line and to vote and to register that. We'll be here throughout all of it. All right, let's talk about FanDuel one more time. Every Friday night, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA first bets. First bets let you get in on the action from the opening tip. You can bet on things like who'll score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15 points, and a lot more. Best of all, you don't have to wait the whole game to see if you won. Just look for Friday First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/Dom to claim your Friday First profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHD. You have to be 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
And the lightning round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo, where they have ample inventory of brand new and beautiful pre-owned Volvos. Enjoy the luxury experience you deserve. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. Something Scandinavian with Bill in Bucks County. Hey, Bill, what's yours today?
Well, I got a rock group that was very popular 50 years ago. Their name was Blue Swede. And one of their songs, which was a hit on Billboard, was a remake of DJ Thomas's Hooked on a Feeling.
Yes.
And it began by Ooga Chaka, Ooga right, Chaka, right. Ooga Chaka.
Very good one. I love this one. I'm going to make sure I get Drew's answer. That's a good one, though. I love the story of what happened here. And Drew is an historian. Even to Mulligan's, he brings encyclopedias with him. Drew, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, thanks for all that. Appreciate it. You know, Dom, back during World War II, this country of probably less than 10 million people, they decisively defeated the mighty Russian army. And the country was Finland, and the battle was fought with skis and rifles in the mountains. And it wasn't really ever done before. But the Finns really taught the Russians a lesson with their skis and rifles.
Yeah, and they white clothing, they blended in, they knew right. The countryside. It is shocking exactly. That Finland fought them and that the Russians left. Good one, Drew. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours?
I'm going to try really hard today. My answer is runes, R-U-N-E-S. It's the ancient alphabet of the Germanic and Scandinavian languages. In fact, you have a rune on your phone right now. The Bluetooth logo is a combination of the letter H and B for King Harald Bluetooth, who conquered Denmark and Norway and converted the Danes to Christianity.
Very nice.
My mouth has just left agape at the stuff that he comes up with.
I know. It is stunning. And nobody called in, but I was going to say, what about Danish? I've been teasing at the whole show about the pastry.
And I didn't say mine. I was hoping for the Swedish chef. Hurdy-durdy-burdy-gurdy.
Exactly. Joe and Exton to round this off here. Joe, good afternoon. You have imitators there. What do you have today?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The recent caller who mimicked Joe of Exton was perfect. Intellectuals of a feather flock together.
Let's come up with these. All right. Love it.
And for my Scandinavian case, the Finnish composer Jean Sibelius composed a piece of music entitled Finlandia, which became the national anthem of Finland.
Oh. Great stuff, Joe. Thank you.
Not Joe Sibelius.
Not Joe. No, it was Sibelius. Jean Sibelius. I was wondering where that came from. All right, Henry, who are your contenders today?
Yeah, I think Chris and Malvern's got to be in there for the Joe of Exton impersonation and the answer of Quisling with a little history lesson. I'm also a sucker for ABBA, so I got to throw John Philadelphia in there, too.
He's a sucker.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Did not know that, Henry. Yesterday we found you're a fan of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. There was some other weird Born thing. Who was his crush?
Yeah, the cartoon.
Cartoon crush. Yeah. That was, we learned something every day. That explains the mullet or past mullet. Dan,
I like Quisling. I like Skis and Whistles from Drew and Upper Darby.
Yeah, I kind of like the Quisling.
All right.
I thought that call packed the whole lot. Put it in. Let's shake them up and hear the five winners and the final winner.
Yeah, Don Monday, we asked for a sequel or a new edition that was better than the one prior. Bill and Bucks called in with Fleetwood Mac when Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joined. Famous Immigrants, Jim and Boyertown called in with Boskoff, the father Boskoff. 10:30. Greatest Showman, Jerry and Wilmington with Evel Knievel. Then we had the Mount Rushmore of Singers, Who's a Shoe-On yesterday. Joan and Blackwood called in with Elvis, and they just heard it. What's something that reminds you of something Scandinavian? Chris and Malvern with Quisling. Dom, throw them all into the hat. Where is my drum roll? Here's my drum roll. Number two. That's Tuesday's Famous Immigrants, Jim and Boyertown with Boskoff.
All right. That's the Trump book, right? Letters to Trump.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So great prize. A great week here. And we continue. We'll see what happens in Bucks County. I'll let you know on Twitter when Jim gets to me. He's got a couple of other developments. It might be a big rally on Monday night.
Just to be clear, Dom.
Yes.
Saul Boskoff was the answer before people start calling and say Albert Boskoff wasn't an immigrant. We're talking his father, Saul, the original founder. Yeah.
Gotcha. And, of course, tomorrow, 24-member delegation from Scandinavia coming to Philadelphia. I'll ask them.
You should start your speech with hurdy, dirty, gurdy, birdie.
I'll ask them what they've heard of Larry Krasner, and I'll bring you their response on Monday. It seems kind of Scandinavian. What do they think of Elon Musk? I got a lot of questions. You can send me questions there on Twitter at DomShow1210. Great job by Henry. Jim helping out in various ways, and Dan this week. It has been fabulous as we count down. Don't forget election night.
We'll be here. Trippies.
All right. You can tell it's a Friday. Rich Cioli to the rescue to take us home. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. All good things must end. Dan, any parting Swedish?
Birdie, 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 birdie.
All right, there you go. All right, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Ralava?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.